mic is plugged in.
Unfortunately, yeah, you sound crystal clear. I don't know how everyone can feel about that, but you do.
I'm here.
Shit, who I hate.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah.
I'm not. I could take it.
Hey, Ryan. On behalf of Brent, fuck you.
See, it doesn't hurt when you say it because I don't respect you.
Because yeah. Well, you don't respect me, and also there's just not a lot of oomph behind it when I say.
Yeah, well, and right now too, like I'm untouchable.
Yeah,
I'm doing the do.
Oh, wait a minute! Is that one of those old school fucking Pizza Hut red cups?
So my brother-in-law for my birthday last year, He got me a 4-pack of these because we were talking about how soda just hits a little different.
Yeah.
When you have
those really big red, like plastic red cups that you get at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Dude, the Pizza Hut buffet, you just grab a couple of those cups.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I'm getting good use out of them. It was a very cool gift.
Now you got it on ice though, right? You got to have it on ice.
Rocks. No. Nah,
is that a rocks glass?
Yeah.
Rocks. Nah, I don't know how to put it on ice.
You did not?
No, I'm a man. I want more liquid in there. I'm filling it up with bullshit ice.
But is it cold?
It is quite cold.
Is it? It's been a big week for Mountain Dew. Are you guys still in the Mountain Dew group on Facebook?
Of course I am.
I never joined it because I don't think technically, look, I got to be ethical about this. I don't drink Mountain Dew. I don't think I have a right to join the club.
You got to pass a piss test, and there was no Mountain Dew in your piss test.
Yeah, there was no yellow 73 in my yellow urine.
Yeah. They looked at your pee and they looked at your semen, and it's like you are still fertile, so you haven't drank enough.
And they said, we don't even need the semen. Why did you give us this?
They were like, his piss is clean. You get the fuck out of this Facebook club.
They were like, you're only one question. Do you have any other liquid intake during the week? The answer is no.
I'm still in the group, but I've not really gave it a good perusal of what's been going on. I know people are still trying to sell Mountain Dew in the group.
You've been sending us some amazing stuff.
Citrus cherry. I had no idea how many Mountain Dew flavors there were. I knew there were a lot, but not this many.
Me neither. I've seen all these posts and. Dude, I didn't know that Mountain Dew had become kind of like, you know how Oreos releases a new flavor every week and they're only in like sometimes different parts of the country. I didn't know Mountain Dew was doing that, but there are flavors I've never, not that I look for it, but damn, a lot of Mountain Dew.
Well, here's a Monday's night mix up requested by a member in this group, Voltage and Livewire. You go 50-50.
Oh, not a 50-50.
This guy, Dan Bear Pig is his name.
Yeah, it is. Goddamn right it is.
That's a great fucking name.
Either that's a made up name or he's Native American. In which case that it's not funny, guys.
Either way, well, we like it.
Well, I assume it's based off of Man Bear Pig.
Man Bear Pig.
From, yes. Man Bear Pig is from South Park. It's an old South Park reference.
I apologize. I did not know that.
But he just mixed two of these Mountain Dews together, and he said it's an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
So, because Ryan, you went to a couples party, swingers party this weekend.
They did.
Well, I tried to make it a swingers party. No one else was on board, especially my wife.
So what was this party? Like, who watched Babby?
So Grandma. And Grammy, I guess. So it's Grammy and Meemaw. Those are the names right now. So
okay.
Meemaw is my mom, of course. Mm-hmm. If anyone has ever met my mom, she's definitely a Meemaw.
Yeah.
Well, she leaves those Meemaw posts all over Facebook. I mean, come on now.
It's very true. And then Grammy, that was the name. I don't know if she's grown to like it, but that name was sort of chosen by the by Owen's older cousins who kind of came along first. So that's kind of the name now.
Okay.
But it's not a bad one. There's definitely worse names you can do for a grandmother situation. So she watched the boy. She enjoys the boy. She lives.
That's good that she likes her grandchild.
Yeah. I mean, cause Owen's a dick, man. He's hard to like. And so I'm glad that somebody does.
But you guys went to this party and you said that
it was making cocktails. That was the whole theme, which put me in a weird position. Because most of you know, I am not a drinker. I do not drink alcohol. I never have. And that was like the entire, I there was like snacks and stuff, like, but that was like the theme. They printed out like score sheets that you were supposed to like grade, like everyone like made their drink. And then you kind of tell the story of like what it is and why you made it and all this kind of stuff. And then it gets graded on presentation and taste and creativity and all that. And I bring nothing to the table there.
Now what's this party called? Is there a name for it?
It was just a housewarming party, and that's the theme that the person who was hosting it went with.
Do you know this person?
Were people just getting shit-faced if everyone's making drinks?
Everyone was kind of sipping it. Everyone was nursing it a little bit. So I didn't know this person, but it's Anne's coworker.
Okay. God, so I would hate to be in that situation.
So it's the person that Anne worked. So I had only met a couple of them in passing ahead of time. I don't think any of them are going to listen to this, so it's fine. I liked half of the people there.
In what way? Like, you mean you can tolerate everyone, but actually didn't mind talking to half?
Correct. Yeah, I could get along with everyone just fine. Like, because I'm not, they're not going to be a major part of my life. It's not like that kind of situation, so there's no reason to come in.
It wasn't that kind of party.
God's blazing. But just like, yeah, just like douchey hillbilly kind of guy, like. Lot of camouflage baseball cap kind of dudes there, and were some of the husbands and who clearly didn't respect their wives very much. And then
what kind of drinks do they bring? You got Jack, and there you got Coke.
Some of the drinks were very creative. I don't drink.
Yeah,
but like one girl, she works with that, and I liked her. She like, I can't remember what she called it, but like her drink was aesthetically beautiful. Like she put like purple and pink flowers in the ice cubes, like ahead of time.
That's a lot of work.
She put some effort into it and just went and bought booze and like made a drink that she really likes. And
it's almost the same as when you put the little scorpion in the tequila or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. There's that. When you drink the worm, you gotta eat the worm.
That's what it is. Worm, scorpion. It's all the same to me.
Yeah. But, you know, then Anne got some lavender, just as a little kind of like garnish thing to sort of just a tiny bit spruce it up. What I'm most proud of is I got one of the stupid hillbilly dudes to eat the lavender. That was the only thing I was proud of for the night. I was very happy that I did that.
Now, when you got interviewed, obviously, because people found out you're a comedian.
Yeah.
What did they say? You got any jokes? Tell me a joke.
Hey, what's your shtick? Do you talk about your arms at all or no?
You just get up there and act a fool. What do you do?
Act a fool. You do like Jeff Dunham?
Hey, man, before you even say a joke, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I got one for you. Yeah, these two walk in with a bee.
Yeah, what do you call a woman with two black eyes?
A bad cook. Or whatever the hell.
No, I said black guys.
Your wife.
Out of the house.
Was the black guy one? Was that the actual punchline, Ryan?
No, the annoying one. What do you call what do you tell a woman with two black eyes? Nothing. You already told her twice.
Like
that's such a street joke that I've been told by multiple times by the dumbest crowd members ever.
You hit her.
Also very similar to the Matt Rife's opening joke in his Netflix special.
And we went over this. That's the reason I fucking hated that special. Like, it wasn't because of Matt Rife being successful. I could give a fuck about that. He used a hacky street joke on his Netflix special that the town drunk in small town Plains
at Barnacles.
Barnacles. Hey, I got a little something for you. I know you did no jokes about half of your act was about how much you love your wife, but here's a joke about what if you punched her in the jaw instead? How about you do this joke? But yeah, I made the guy eat the lavender, so that was fun. I honestly, no one, so everyone there knew each other pretty well. And like Anne's not a direct part of this group, but since she's the, you know, she works, the person who's hosting the party, who I liked her a lot, her and her boyfriend were fantastic. They were very nice people. They were the only couple I think I would actually like go swing on with. A couples that, yeah, the, yeah, totally. I'd bang her boyfriend.
Sounds handsome to me.
Why not?
Handsome guy.
Why not?
Everyone else kind of knows each other, and they're all so like, I did not feel welcomed, I guess. No one asked who I was, like what I did, or no one was there to make small talk with me. And I don't care, because I didn't really care about them either. But that's just one of those things, like, if you're hanging out for a couple hours with a bunch of strangers, it's like, oh, so, hey, how are you doing? Like, what do you do for work? What do you...
Yeah.
Yeah. No one gave a fuck, man, which is fine. I don't care.
It was kind of like my corporate I did last week. It was,
I told Ryan, I told you he'd find a way to work in this fucking corporate.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. I'm spilling my fucking.
First off, Brent, no, you didn't, because you don't talk to Ryan. So fuck you.
We have a separate chat. It's called Johnny-less.
You son. Yeah.
It's called Johnny's a stupid motherfucker who only talks about his corporate.
And he's got a big butt.
His butt's to, he likes to kiss his own butt. Johnny's a big stupid moron with he's a big stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and his butt smells.
Liberal cock.
That's what the chat's called.
That's what it's called.
I cream hider.
Johnny, it's even better that you don't know this reference at all.
I don't, but I love it. I was wondering, I'm like, it popped me, but y'all are losing a fucking toe.
It's a Simpsons joke.
It's a Simpsons joke.
Jesus Christ. So, Simpsons, you guys are gonna cream your jeans.
Well, I'll explain it to you really fast. So you know how Bart Simpson, aka El Barto,
no.
Would do crank calls to Moe.
Well, yeah, I remember
kisses and things like that.
I remember from the Nintendo game, he would make prank calls.
Yeah, it was like, but so there's one of the Treehouse of Horror episodes where the premise of it is that Bart can read everyone's thoughts, everyone wants to be very nice to him because he could turn them into, you know, he also had like magic powers. So so that prank phone call is him making Mo, instead of Mo saying like huge ass, instead he says, I'm a big stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
I'm a big moron with an ugly face and a big butt. My butt smells. I like to kiss my own butt.
Good one, Bart.
So that's why it's so funny. Because that's what our group chat is called about you.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I get it now.
But what's this corporate you want to stop talking about?
I got to tell you guys. Now, Brent, I wish I had a funny story like you in the church.
Oh.
But.
That wasn't very, it just hurt.
I can respect that. it was a little weird because, okay, so I get there, and of course it's in a conference room in Vegas. It was a crazy day. I land in Vegas at just over 12 p.m., get off the plane, get an Uber to the Resorts World Hilton or whatever. Get there just after 1 p.m. Check into my room. You know, got some work done. Started kind of going over my stuff. Went down to wherever my show was at, like, say, 3:30, 3:45. Met the people that were running it. And meetings were still going on. And they said, oh, yeah, the cocktail hour begins at 4:30. So people started kind of rolling in, but to their credit, they had a really good setup. The back half of the room, they had all these like these different companies and sponsors had their little booth set up that, you know, they can sell stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're all physical therapy related. But in the back of the room, the mirror, the windows had a beautiful backdrop of Vegas, and they had like hundreds of chairs set up. And my stage was kind of like right there. And the plan was, I thought it was going to be a handheld wireless. They're like, well, why don't we do a lavalier? I was like, all right, I'll turn this into a TED talk. Like,
yeah,
why not? And so we got it to work eventually. I want to say I got on stage like 5:07. I purposely introduced myself in front of everyone just to get that laugh up front. And ended up doing like 37, 38 when I was only supposed to do 30. And all the physical therapy specific stuff did great, and the client was super happy. I got business cards made because I was told at events like this, people like business cards. So I got those. And I'm hoping I could spin this into some more healthcare shit. But it was actually, shockingly, I enjoyed it. It was crazy.
Now, I know you went through it, but I got to ask, how much money did you make?
I'm going to text it to you guys in the private chat. What's the group that I'm not in? Can I join the one my butt smells? And
No. You can join. Oh, we love Johnny. I swear. You can send a text to that one.
Wink emoji.
Johnny is definitely our friend who we don't have a secret text group about.
Wait, you guys have two separate text groups?
No, that's the one you're in. That's ours.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we had a name for that one. Okay.
Johnny's totally our friend who we respect and like.
So anyways, there's that.
So did you do you aspire to do more of this type of stuff?
Brother, just like you guys have both said in the past on this very podcast, if it pays, I'm fucking doing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a corporate shill.
You're goddamn right I am. I don't care.
Goddamn schmuck.
Pfizer or whoever you want.
Oh, no, I'm not doing, I don't want to do pharmacy shit, but I mean, I wouldn't mind doing healthcare shit.
That is healthcare. From a guy who doesn't know anything, Pfizer is healthcare.
It's not that different from doing a cruise ship. Honestly, like I had about 8 to 10 minutes of like super insidery physical therapy stuff.
Yeah.
And then I more or less got into like my regular stuff. And then I brought it back to like PT at the end. And then I closed on my bit about working in restaurants. And then I closed on the same joke I closed in my recent special and done. Give me that money.
Done.
So you were there and then what'd you stay the night and headed back the next morning?
No.
Did you do any Vegas stuff?
No, I got done at about 5:45. I talked to some people, did a little networking. I hauled ass back to my room about 6:20, changed, grabbed my bags, and I was back to the airport at 7 for an 8 p.m. flight. Got home at 9:30.
Because that's about a 4-hour flight from us or drive from Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, no, it was a quick ass flight.
Yeah. Driving, it's like 4, and flying, it's like 50 minutes to an hour and 5, just depending on wind and bullshit.
That's right.
You too good to drive, Johnny?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In that case, yes.
I'm driving to Vegas next week.
For what? You going to bet on the ponies?
Just bragging. Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be a family vacation, but I'm going to turn it into gambling.
I feel like
I'm going to sneak.
I feel like betting on the ponies is something your dad did, Ryan. It's he had an inside tip. It's a sure bet.
I feel like Ryan's dad wouldn't have any respect to bet on ponies, though. I feel like he'd rather bet on like humans playing sports, if I had to guess.
I don't know if he did a lot of gambling. I don't remember that. Like my mom loves going to the casino. She likes playing the slots. She just enjoys that.
But
my
penny slots, right?
Yeah, my mom's not trying to like make money. You know, she's not. That's just like, oh, I like that. I just pull this and we just say it's so much fun and the lights go off and it's
old lady thing to do. You know, producer wife and I will go to the casino at 3 a.m. We haven't done it, I don't know, a long time, but we're always up late and it's just you go there and it's all old people pulling the sluts.
Because I always forget there's one not super far.
It's old people and Asian smoking cigarettes. That's pretty much what you get late night at a casino.
Why is it got to be Asian, John?
Because it is. At least my casino back home in Pennsylvania. You don't even know they live in the area, and they do. It's loaded. Just they love their gambling. They love their smoking.
Are you saying Asians like to gamble?
I don't know. They when you go back, okay. What the hell's
it called? Saying they're good at math?
Well, better than me. Okay. So,
Yeah. So, what are you going to Vegas for, Ryan?
We're actually just stopping on the way to, so Ann and I think I've mentioned this before in the podcast. We have a goal to go to all of the national parks.
Yes.
And one of the nice things, finally a perk to being handicapped is you get a little pass that lets me get into every national park for free.
Man, you people get all the free shit. Yep. I'm tired of it.
Wait, what is, are you talking about? Just like the parking pass, or you mean
no,
like
it's to get into the parks? Like it's a free pass for cripples.
It's the most this country could do for these people.
Yeah, they don't let me have disability because then if I make more than like $2,000 a year, they take my disability away. It's something tragically low. It's insulting. Mm-hmm. That's why people that are crippled usually just stay, if they can't work, they just stay poor. It sucks. But yeah, I get a little pass, so we're taking advantage of the fact that I get free parks for life.
You got that crippled card.
Hell yeah. I have to play it all. I play it all the time. And we have one more that we have to hit in Utah, so we're going to Capitol Reef.
Capitol Reef or Reef?
Reef, I believe. R-E-E-F.
So they got some water there in Utah?
Fuck, I hope not.
I think that's where they keep the sister wives.
That's where they baptized Joseph Smith.
Producer wife loves Sister Wives, so I've seen far too many of the episodes.
Is that a reality show or a scripted show?
It's a reality show starring Cody Brown. Not that I know anything about this, but they're polygamists, and he has four wives. But throughout the course of the show, he's lost three of them.
What do you mean he's lost?
He's an asshole, it seems to be.
You mean they divorce him?
Yeah, this new one came in and tore up the family. Not that seen the show.
I didn't know. I thought with polygamy, the women weren't allowed to like request divorce or whatever.
Well, these are new age polygamists.
Yeah, okay. But they get the fuck out of there. You know, there is always an escape.
You know what you tell a woman with two black eyes? No.
go back in the kitchen with those your eight other co-wives.
Yeah.
So wait, is sister wives like a common phrase, I guess?
Yeah, I think in the polygamous thing is sister wives.
Wow. So this guy's just living his David Koresh life and he can't even keep all four women happy.
No, but I think he's been with three of them for a long time, and then there's a newer one that seems to have broken everybody up.
Uh-oh.
Not that I've ever seen the show.
Sure.
Not that you care and are invested or
no.
Let me guess. It's on Lifetime or
I know it's
Oxygen.
On the Discovery app, so I don't know what channel it's on currently. Sister Wives. But let me see. I don't know. It's they've moved around a lot too. It's on TLC.
Oh, there you go. That's another shithole channel. Yeah.
But they had a setup where they had a cul-de-sac in the four houses, so he would jump from each house. But then they were like, fear persecution for being polygamous, so they moved to Vegas. They moved to Arizona at one point. Not that I've ever seen the show, but...
Yeah, I know.
Just what I've heard.
Sure.
You know, when I was in the room and it was on the TV and I was looking at the TV, but I wasn't watching.
Yeah. And your wife had gone to bed and it was 6 in the morning.
And I got a big butt and my butt's.
I like to kiss my own sister wife. Well, but
while we're talking about weird people, do you guys remember now, Brent, this might be a little bit before Brent's time, but Ryan, do you remember this guy?
Ad in the newspaper that makes just $30 to $40 profit in a week, it could make you a fortune, because the secret is learning how to take that one tiny classified ad that just made $30 to $40 profit in a week.
Do you remember this guy? He would do all the
small ads in the paper.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember him, but like I don't. His image is not appearing in my brain.
He's not the guy that had like the question mark suit.
Remember that guy? That was the guy who had the book that he sold for like these government programs. They'll give you free money. Yeah.
He was dressed like the Riddler.
Yeah. That guy was amazing.
Was he the same dude that also shilled for Six Flags? Because there was also a weird dude who danced around for Six Flags.
No, that was Uncle June from The Sopranos.
That was some bald guy, yeah. No, this guy ended up doing infomercials for like something he claimed to be like the cure-all vitamin, which he ended up getting in trouble for. This guy's name was Don LaPree, and all credit to the Jim Cornette Experience, his podcast this past week. Him and Brian Last just riff, and somehow this guy's name came up, and he ended up Googling what they said, what happened to that guy? And they Googled it, and the shit that they saw I was like, I got to tell you guys this story. So this guy was apparently making all this money in the early 90s off of placing tiny classified ads. And I don't understand how it makes sense or whatever.
And these were like infomercials, right, Johnny?
Yeah, he would have infomercials. He had a thing you could buy called Money Making Secrets. And then later on, he had the greatest vitamin in the world.
Did you boof it?
No, I was not boofing back then, Ryan.
That's why you were a fat little fucker. You weren't boofing yet.
I wasn't placing tiny classified ads
in your ass.
So in June 2011, he was charged with 41 counts of conspiracy, mail fraud, wire fraud, and promotional money laundering related to his internet businesses, arrested June 24th, 2011, for failing to appear in court. So get this. He got arrested June 27th, 2011, in Tempe, Arizona, at a Lifetime Fitness Center, where he had reportedly lived for 2 days in the gym with serious self-inflicted knife wounds to his groin.
Jesus. How do you live in the gym? I know I live in the gym, but for different reasons.
Because you want to be swole.
I'm trying to get a pump.
Yeah. Well, the wounds led authorities to believe he had attempted suicide while at the gym, attempting to sever a femoral artery in his leg. So he ended up going to prison. And while awaiting trial, October 2nd, 2011, he died of massive blood loss after cutting his throat with a razor blade. But before that, he wrapped himself in sheets to conceal all the blood loss from anyone who might try to save him. In other words, this guy was ready to go.
Yeah.
47 years old. Like it. So apparently he was guilty of some shit. Cause while awaiting trial, he was like, yeah, I don't have any shot of beating this rap. I'm out.
I'm on the way out.
Yeah.
That's,
stabbing the groin.
Thanks for lightening the mood here on the show, Johnny.
Well, that's
on the Cafeteria podcast, where we try to keep it light, not talk about the several family members I've had pass.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Thanks for bringing that up, or Ryan's disability that gets him into all these little parks for free. Yeah. He gets all this free shit
and all these corporate gigs.
Man, how fucking lucky am I, man?
Handouts. That, pardon the pun, but handouts.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
This guy got in trouble with the FDA because he was claiming his greatest vitamin in the world were intended for things such as diabetes, stroke, heart disease, insomnia, cancer, and arthritis. One fucking vitamin, that's like, guys. That's all you need.
You know, they did that. They Epstein'd him because that did work. And they couldn't have that out there. So
that's why they
air quotes, he suicided himself.
Yeah. Free Lapree. Free Lapree. That's our message on this episode. I guess, he already made himself free, didn't he?
That is nuts. It's a guy that I remember, but I wouldn't, like, I just know him from like being on TV. Yeah. Just like late night. It's like, you wonder like what happened to like Tony Little, the exercise guy.
Tony Little's still doing fine. It's a ShamWow guy got himself a little dinged up over the years, I believe.
Well, he enjoyed cocaine, I believe.
Him and Billy Mays, big cocaine guys. Yeah. Billy Mays is dead.
Yeah, probably.
He died from the yayo.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Vince Offer is the ShamWow guy, 59 years old. Still going, though. He's still living.
He had a comedy movie out, didn't he?
What?
Where he was...
what?
There was a movie. He was like a comedian before he did all that shit. The Inappropriate Comedy, 2013.
Oh, that sounds real
good. It's got Rob Schneider in it.
He's also an ex-Scientologist.
Director is Vince Offer. That's his name.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, right. Huh.
It's on Tubi, so you could watch it with Johnny's special.
And my special.
And probably my dry bar's on there.
Not yours, you dumb bitch.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir.
Huh.
Michelle Rodriguez. Theo Vaughn.
It was universally panned, meaning apparently people did not enjoy it. That's what they're saying.
Dante's in it, guys. So,
oh, fucking time.
Wow. That's amazing. He also did the slap chop. You guys remember that?
Oh, I love slap chop. You're going to love my nuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently in 2023, he announced he was starting a podcast called The ShamWow Guy Show. Don't know if that actually happened or not.
Who the fuck wants to listen to a podcast called The ShamWow Guy Show? Who's like, you know what I want? To listen to a podcast by The ShamWow Guy.
Well, guess what? I'm going to look it up and see if it's a thing.
I bet it's got better numbers than our show.
100%.
Watch what you say. I guarantee Vince Offer is getting more downloads.
Not even fucking close,
man. Vince takes on wokeism and Howard Stern. It's a video.
Oh, my God. It is a show. Wow. The ShamWow Guy. The last episode was January 12th. Okay, the most recent episode title, Vince discovers LGBTQ's hidden agenda.
So he's trying to go the right-wing way to get all those really intelligent people to believe his bullshit.
Yeah, prior to that, 2 months earlier, he talks about how he started ShamWow. A month before that, he took on wokeism and Howard Stern. Okay, so he's done 3 episodes. So
why does every picture of this guy look like somebody took his face and like pushed it to the talking about?
Yeah, up against the glass almost.
Yeah.
His face looks like it's a big boob pushed up against glass.
Like, not that I think he's unattractive. It's just every time he takes a picture, it always looks like somebody took his face and pushed it to the side a little bit.
Just gave it a little smoosh. That's all. Just a little smoosh.
Oh, actually, do you guys want to see Don LaPree's final commercial not long before he got popped?
Hell yeah.
So here's one where you can tell, you watch this, he's pretty desperate. It's a big old fancy pitch. All he's really saying is, hey, let me make videos for you.
The most powerful form of media on the face of the planet. In fact, television has proven this year after year, decade after decade. If you're not using video to promote your product or your service, you're missing out. On the internet, the way the internet is today, with high speed, you can create a video presentation and you can show that to millions and millions of people selling your product or your service. If you would like our company to produce an amazing 1-minute television commercial or a half-hour television show, an infomercial, to promote your product or your service, we can do that. And if you're somebody and you would like just an amazing video presentation.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm making videos now. And the best part, the best comment here, some guy goes, I read about Don LaPree's death in a tiny classified ad.
This sounds like a precursor to Cameo.
Man, maybe. R.I.P. Don LaPree. I'm just fascinated. Like when something like that happens, like what a weird existence where like the whole classified ads thing, I'd love to see the premise behind it. Like how did you make money doing classified? Like, I want to read about that. Like, this would be an interesting documentary. And then,
I mean, you eventually end up going to jail for what? Wire fraud and money laundering, and that's how you make money doing it.
That's what I'm wondering is like how it couldn't have been illegal in the 90s if he didn't go to prison until 20 years later, though. Like something along the way.
Well, unless they finally caught up to him then.
Maybe. I don't know. I would love to see a doc on this guy. And then you get to the point, he's only 47 years old. Like, okay, maybe he was going to get popped, but like this is white collar crime. He probably would have went to jail for a couple years tops, but the guy's like, nope, I'm gonna stab as close to my dick and thigh as possible, and just Lifetime Fitness Center is the perfect place to do it.
God, well, it reminds me of like the Psychic Network hotline stuff. I did an episode partially on that on the field trip with Brent Terhune.
Who hosts that?
Brent Terhune, and how like Miss Cleo just recorded all those spots in like one day and really didn't have much to do with it. But then she wasn't even Jamaican or whatever she pretended to be, but then she kept up that character for the rest of her life.
Wow.
Even though people are like, she doesn't talk like that. She's never talked like that, but she just kept up with that character. And there's a whole, I don't know what streaming thing it was on, but there was a whole documentary on that too, of like how all those guys made millions of dollars and then only got hit with like $500,000 worth of fines. So whatever they did was super legal and immoral, but they made millions of dollars. So who gives a fuck, right, you know?
Yeah. There's always people that are looking to spend money, even if it makes no goddamn sense.
Or the Joe Francis's of the world, the Girls Gone Wild guy, you know, all these people seem to be shyster. There's a documentary that we started and we haven't finished it yet. Producer wife and I have the guy. It was that website where people would essentially put revenge porn on. It was a big site like during like, I think MySpace days. And I don't remember what it was called. It's like, is anyone up.com or whatever?
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Johnny?
I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch that documentary. It was a Netflix thing. Yeah.
Whatever that guy's name was, so essentially Hunter Moore is his name, where he was, people would submit nudes of their exes or whoever. And then that site would upload the nudes, but then also like put your Facebook on there.
He was so a real piece of shit.
And the guy only went to jail for, I don't know, a couple of years, not long. He's out of jail. But it's like one of those guys that's the most hateable because you're just putting, people's naked everything online without their permission. And before even revenge porn was a concept. Now that's super illegal, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though, Ryan, you better pay what you owe or I'm going to put them online.
Well, put these balls just like I put them on the glass.
I'm gonna put them on the glass, just put like on the glass. Shane Wild guy's face.
Joe Francis has had a lot of run-ins with the law over the years. A lot of white collar shit, tax evasion, no contest to prostitution. I don't know if that means he was a hooker or if he was doing something with a hooker.
Was underage shit too. Like I did a podcast on him too. It was like late night TV staples. So it was that, and it was I think it was Miss Cleo was on that episode too.
Call me now.
Yeah, where it's like I don't, you know, not like Joe Francis is a big shyster. You believe that? Where that you get charged for, you pay for one videotape, and now you're getting. Of course, I was getting something out of it, guys. I got a stack of VHS tapes right over there, but they kept charging my mom's credit card. Like I've been doing the past few weeks.
And Ryan, tell us.
Yeah, the state of Indiana doesn't know she's dead yet.
Thanks for bringing that up. So, Ryan, tell everyone the famous line from Doug Stanhope on the Girls Gone Wild commercial. Oh,
show us where babies feed.
Why does that line stick in our brains?
He was known for that. Like he did like a big chunk of a special talking about being that guy.
Oh my God.
Because that was, I mean, Stanhope is a brilliant comedian and like he's a very like kind of underground sort of, you know, cult hero kind of comic. But for a while.
He's a comics comic.
Yeah. He was known as the show us where babies feed
guy. You hear those steel drums. I go to half mast at least. Yeah. But it was like, then Snoop Dogg was on those commercials too.
Wow. I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Yeah, Snoop Dogg was on those commercials.
Okay.
Yeah, all those. We should have just had a late night TV staples episode.
That's a good idea at some point.
Small ads.
Yeah.
We just didn't
people, you know, I know how we can get this podcast to grow by placing tiny classified ads for the cafeteria.
By the way, question mark suit guy is still alive at 80.
No shit, he's 80?
Johnny, he's from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Well, him good and on. My mother, Jane Laquasto, repping Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, good on him, man. Good
Did
on
I say
him,
that bro. Right? How do you say that, Johnny?
Wilkes-Barre.
Not Wilkes-Barre?
No, I mean, look, you're a rent run, so you could say that if you like, but it's Wilkes-Barre.
It was cheaper to buy it than go on rent run.
Still funny. I say Warsh, I say Monticello or Monticello. I don't remember which one is correct.
Monticello.
Versailles.
Sure.
I say all that stuff.
Damn right you should. Get it, boy. Get it.
Is I don't really have TV anymore. Are there late night commercials? Like, is there a guy that's going now that is like known for that type of shit?
I don't know. Like, I don't even think they do those music things anymore. Like, buy this from Time Life, because everything's digital. So I don't know.
No one like sells. I think I still owe money on the Columbia.
Oh man.
What was it called? Columbia House
Records and Tapes.
Yeah. That was one of the first things I did. I was really into buying CDs.
Yep.
So you could see these nuts. Yeah, got them. But that was one of the first things I did in college with my student loan money.
Hell yeah.
Because no one quite told me that that should be used mostly for rent and food and such. And I was like, nah.
Well, it's cheaper to buy it, Ryan.
Yeah, it totally is. Instead of rent. But they, one of the warehouses or factories or whatever it was for that was in Terre Haute, and I was in school in Terre Haute. I was getting those motherfuckers fast.
I just saw a news story that factory where they were making games and where they essentially would make the discs. Is looking to do something else because nobody's buying physical media anymore.
Yeah, sure not.
That was a big factory in Terre Haute.
Terry Hutt.
Well, you mentioned D's Nuts. A Wisconsin man named D's Nuts was arrested following a disturbance.
As he should.
Changed his name to D's Nuts Kroll.
Good for him.
And his middle name's D's Nuts Lee Kroll.
Wait, did he change his name after getting arrested, or this is like a conscious decision he made before?
This was before, and actually, at first, this is the second name change because he did have it D-E-Z Nuts, like as in Dez Nuts.
Dez Nuts.
Like, this guy's so fucking stupid that he couldn't even, like, have it right the first time. But his name's D's Nuts, and he's 42. And he's got, I think it was domestic violence against his daughter and her boyfriend.
Jesus.
Was the story.
Awesome. What a guy. Awesome.
But I was going to say, I mean, I think you change your name to D's Nuts, you're kind of giving up on certain respects in your lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, his name was D's Nuts. And it would be a lot funnier if it wasn't domestic violence against his children.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would definitely be... Yeah.
And can you guys imagine that D's Nuts appeared intoxicated to police standing outside shirtless? He threatened them with a BB gun.
Was he out there being too nefarious?
Yeah. And the cops did say that he would shoot his eye out or his daughter's eye out. So, well, Johnny, what are you going to change your name to?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What do you guys think I should change it to?
You got a nickname for you.
What's that? My butt smells?
No.
Okay.
I'll keep it on because you already gave it away and you didn't care for me saying it to the public.
Yeah.
You remember what it was?
I do not. Oh, you son of a bitch. Ryan, that's enough for this episode. It's already called Tiny Classified Ads. Put yourself over. I got to go to bed.
See, I threatened to reveal the truth, Ryan, and then he wanted to wrap it up.
This is some Illuminati bullshit right here. That's right. Cripplethreat.com, Cripplethreat8, and all this stuff. As you are listening to this, I am in St. Charles, Missouri, at the St. Charles Funny Bone. I'm there through the 16th, the 28th. I'm at Purdue Fort Wayne University in Fort Wayne, Indiana, with Brendrick Turner.
Yeah, co-headlining with you, Ryan.
Hold on a second. Where?
I'm just going first.
Now, is this one show, one night only? What's going on?
Yeah, it's one night only. It's
now, how did this come together?
It's just a college gig, man. That's people like me.
Yeah, no, Ryan asked me to co-headline.
Ryan got the booking. Okay.
I got the booking, and then I asked Brent to open for me for a fraction of the money I'm making.
Yeah,
but you said co-headline.
Brent, can you show up and show your ass for a little bit and see
what
happens?
That.
Yeah. I want Brent to go up so that the crowd is just like, we hate comedy. And then I come in and bam, just really knock him out. Dude, give him the old 1-2. Give him the old 1-2, buckle my dick.
Onesie twosies.
I'll give you a twosie right now. April 12th and 13th, Dayton Funny Bone in Dayton, Ohio. April 20th, tickets are now available for the Bear River Casino Resort in Loleta, California. I'll be with Bob Cat Goldthwaite and Doug Benson for that. May 4th, I'm in Warsaw, Indiana. May 30th through June 1st, the Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then the next week, I believe it's the 5th or the 8th, I'm at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, California. That would be a crazy place to be. Little Rock, Arkansas. So certain patrons, if they don't want to go to the Joey Egan Memorial Fuck Off Table.
Wow, we haven't mentioned that one in a little while. Shout out to Joey Egan.
Maybe their friend won't have a bad knee where they'll stand in line to say hello.
Oh, pressure's on. Lube up them knees, y'all.
Cripplethreat.com. And then also, I'm going to start doing some toy unboxing soon because I cleaned up the room a little bit, guys. Look at that.
It's nicer
back there.
It actually looks like you're not a piece of shit.
Yeah, thanks to my wife. She was losing her mind every time she peeked in this room. It was just piles of trash.
As she should.
So I'm going to do some toy unboxings and stuff pretty soon. I'm going to do those on the YouTube. So I'm excited to get started with that.
Hey, Brent.
I can have, because like here's Samoa Joe.
Just hanging out. Oh, you took him out of the box.
Yeah, I'm not keeping everything in the box. I don't have space to keep everything in the box, Jonathan. Okay. It's like a $6 figure, man. It's not worth anything in the box. Okay. I want to touch him. I want to touch his chest.
Well, Brent, take it from there.
March 27th, you could just go ahead and bookmark it right now on Apple and Spotify. I'll be in the Sham Wow Guys show with Vince Offer. I'll be on there. And then next week, I'll be in the 22nd, 23rd of March. I'll be in Niles, Michigan at the Underground Comedy Laugh Lounge thing.
Niles.
It's there. 27th, I'll be at the White Rabbit Cabaret in Indianapolis. I believe it's a peep show. It will be burlesque, but there will also be a peep eating contest with our friends from Harder Brunch.
Okay.
And then the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, May 3 and 4. And then May 16th to the 18th, I will be at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Beautiful. Let me see what I can say about that. All right. Just giving him the business, Brinsky. Oh, man.
Small classified ads, right? You've been placing those?
Yeah, you know, I think the tiny classified ads might pick up some gigs for me. So I'm kind of working that out. No, March 28th, Sacramento, A1 Combat on UFC Fight Pass if you're an MMA connoisseur. Waiting on an MMA gig, possibly April 12th. Waiting to hear about that shit. I believe I'm going to be absent for the episode next week. I'll explain it to you fellas off camera. So yeah, you guys will have to survive without me. But
so it's going to be a good one, anyone that's listening.
Send me the greatest episode. I'll see if Pug wants to fill in for me.
Oh, God, I would love to have Pug.
Every couple of weeks, he'll text me like, do I really have an invite? Yes, asshole. We want you on the show.
I would love to have that fucking asshole on the show so I can get him a piece of my mind. Fuck you, Pug.
Yeah, fuck you. Anyways, that's all I got, guys. Watch my special. Subscribe to the YouTube and all that happy horse shit. And as always.
We got to do the patrons, Johnny. Oh, you always got to get rid of the patrons.
I'm tired, Ryan. I've been fasting.
I understand, but that's a you issue.
Yeah, I know.
Not a us issue.
All right.
Patreon.com/CafeteriaPod. Join, you get a bonus episode every week. It's a lot of fun. We love you guys. You can be like these fun people, like Mikey 3D, Risk Inverse, Little Jesse, the Ginger Beard Man, Santa Cassini, Mr. Young, Current Paddock, Christina Downey.
Oh, Rains.
Jeff from Philly, Casey Venema.
Rhonda.
Craig Monroe, Nicole Josh Hughes, T.C. Libby, Raffro, Todd Curtis, Jacob Schwartz, Amanda, Matthew Malin, the Cafeteria Tag Team Champions, Jason the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and Mike Mad River Madman Hawk.
They are undefeated as a tag team.
Undefeated. Bronwyn Devonshire, the lady, Tom Springsteen, a.k.a. The Boss, Bart Crisafi, Jr., and Robin.
Robin Ritz. And as always,
I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt. My butt smells and I like to kiss my own butt.
Well, you can read about me in a tiny classified ad.